Winthrop Memories captures in an audio format the newspaper columns of longtime local historian and professor emerita of history, Louise Pettis, who graduated from Winthrop in 1946. Original copies of her columns may be found in the Louise Pettis Archives and Special Collections in Winthrop's Dacus Library.
In 1916, Winthrop opened a home management house for the training of home economics majors and future home demonstration agents. Today, we would say it was practical, hands-on instruction and not think of it as unusual, but in 1916, it was a new idea. In fact, Winthrop's home management house was the first of its kind in the U.S. and was praised so widely that it may have been a major factor in Winthrop's president, D.B. Johnson, becoming chairman of the National Education Association's annual meeting that year. The actual house is now known as the Stewart House and is the easily recognizable colonial-style building that sits on the corner of Oakland Avenue and Eden Terrace. The house was built by William H. Stewart in 1895 as his second home after his first home became Winthrop's president's house. In 1916, senior home economics majors, in groups of six, spent several weeks living in the house with an adult supervisor who taught them what was considered to be good home management. Behind the home management house was a stable for the resident milk cow, always called Patricia, as well as a chicken house. The girls milked Patricia daily, fed her, and staked her out to graze somewhere on the campus. They fed and watered the chickens. In the beginning, they were required to look after a hive of bees by donning hoods and long gloves before removing the honey, which they used in preparing desserts. The girls complained about tending bees so much that finally President Johnson agreed to drop the requirement and move the hives elsewhere. Students churned butter and used it along with the milk and eggs they gathered to cook their meals. They also grew vegetables and learned to can them. And then there was all the other work required for a well-run home. They cleaned and washed all the linens and towels they used. While campus students had the benefit of a college laundry, the home management girls did not. They washed and ironed their own clothes. Everything was done as efficiently as possible. They didn't have to cut their own wood, however. Winthrop farm workers brought them wood which was needed for the wood range and the fireplaces, one in every room. Kerosene lamps were used, and the girls were responsible for filling them and keeping the wicks trimmed. For home economics students at Winthrop, all of this was in addition to attending class and studying for tests.